We all need chizuk, strengthening, inspiration, encouragement, and this Shabbos we will receive it. Upon concluding Parshas Vayechi and Chumash Bereishis, we will exclaim, Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek, be strong, and be stronger. I'd like, therefore, to take a look and to try to understand the evolution and the development of the minhag that we have to say and to exclaim Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek upon completing each of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. And it begins with the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, the end of Simen Kuf Lamed Tes, Sifir Aleph writes, HaKorei B'Torah, Tzorech Lechos B'Sefer Torah B'Shas Bracha. He who receives an aliyah to the Torah is supposed to hold on to the Atzei Chaim, to hold the Torah upon receiving the Bracha. And the question is why? What's the basis? What's the reason for holding the Sefer Torah upon reciting the bracha on the Torah? And the Ramah says, V'samchu minagzeh. The basis for this custom is the pasuk in Sefer Yoshua. Lo yomosh Sefer HaTorah hazeh mipicha chazak ve'amatz. Don't let go of this Sefer Torah, says Yoshua. Chazak ve'amatz. Be strong. And it's that pasuk which is the basis to hold the Sefer Torah. We don't want to let go of it, especially when you're korei Torah, when you're receiving the aliyah to the Torah. But that's not the only minhag based upon the pasuk, because the Ramah says there's a second custom that develops based upon that same pasuk, chazak ve'amatz, and that is what the Ramah says, mizen nahagu lomer lemesayim likros b'Torah. The one who, after he concludes his aliyah, after he steps down from the bima, you say to him, b'chol pam chazak. You say to the fellow who got the aliyah, chazak, be strong, and that's the minhag of Sfaradim to say, chazak ve'amatz, be strong. And thus we see two minhagim that emerge from this pasuk, chazak ve'amatz, number one, to hold the Sefer Torah upon receiving the aliyah, and upon finishing the aliyah, to say to that person, chazak. But that doesn't speak to our minhag. When we finish Chamisha Chumshei Torah, to say chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek, as a tzibur. However, the Avudraham, Rabbi David Avudraham, in his Sefer Avudraham in Shachris Shal Shabbos notes this very pasuk and explains both of the minhagim that we just noted and adds one more. And the Avudraham says, Ubisfarad, in Spain, Lo Nahagu La'omer, they only had the custom to say Chazak, not upon the individual coming down from the Amor, from the Bima, when he received this aliyah, but rather, Kishemisayim Kol Sefer V'Sefer Mechamisha Chumshei Torah, says the Avudraham, you're supposed to say Chazak, not every time the Ola comes down, but rather only five times a year, each time we conclude the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, Breishis, Shmos, Vayikra, Bamidbar, and Dvarim. Thus we see the basis of the minhag to say Chazak at the end of Chamisha Chumshei Torah. However, we're still left with two problems. Number one, we don't say Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek. The Avudraham says, just say Chazak. Where does our minhag come from to say Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek? And number two, the halacha the Avudraham says, and the minhag of the Avudraham of Sfarad is not brought by the Mechaber, it's not brought by the Ramah. The Mishnah Berurah, the Shari Ephraim, Reb Zalman Ephraim and Golias, the author of the classic work on Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, Shari Ephraim, does not cite this custom at all. So much so, Rabbi Salvechik is quoted in the work Pnine Harav, saying that it's a mistake. You should not say Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek. All it says is Chazak. And Rabbi Salvechik suggested that Chazak means, and it stands for, Chazen V'Kohal. And just like there was a custom to conclude many sections of the Torah by explaining and reading the last pasuk, like we do in Megillas Esther, that's what would happen at the end of each of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, and the pasuk was supposed to be recited by Chazen V'Kohal. Somehow the Sidur managed to understand that as a mistake and started saying Chazak, Chazak v'nis chazek, but really, it should just say chazen v'kol, and we should be reciting the last pasuk in each of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. However, that's clearly not the minhag, and it's clearly not the minhag to say chazak. So where does chazak, chazak v'nis chazek come from? There are three achronim that I saw that seem to address and try to understand where our minhag comes from. The Aruch HaShulchan here in Siman Kuf Lamed Tes says that it's indeed based upon this Avudraham, that just like the custom when you finished all Chamisha Chumshei Torah was to say Chazak, our minhag developed to say Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek. But why? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Mizeh Nagu Lomer L'Mesayim Sefer Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek, based upon the Avudraham. That's why we say Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek. V'yeshirotzim Shiyomim, some suggest the reason we say it three times, Shem B'mispar Moshe, because the gematria of Chazak, Chazak v'nis chazek is equivalent to Moshe. Moshe emes v'soraso emes. And therefore the Archa Shulchan concludes v'nachon hu. That's the right, correct, appropriate custom. Because chazak, chazak v'nis chazek, the gematria is equivalent to Moshe, and therefore that's how the minhag developed. That's the position of the Archa Shulchan. The Pri Chadash here as well, the end of Siman Kaf Lam Tes, suggests an alternative reason. And the Pri Chadash explains, based upon the Gemara Maseches Brachos, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, Dalet Dvarim Tzrichim Chizuk, there are four things that need chizuk, need strengthening, encouragement. One of them is Torah, Divrei Torah Tzrichim Chizuk. And therefore, upon completing and being Messiahim, a Chumash, we shouldn't sit back in our laurels and say, oh, we've done so well, but it's Dafka then that you need Chizuk to keep on going, to charge forward. And therefore, we say, Chazak, Chazak, v'nis chazek. Be stronger. Don't give up. Divrei Torah tzrichim chizuk. And therefore go from chumash to chumash. Be strong, and be stronger. However, the Mara Mintz and his tshuvas that end the Siman Samar Pei says something very similar to the Pri Chadash, but with an added twist. The Misayim of an enni mesechta says, Hadran alach. We will finish and we will get back. And amongst his words, the Maramin says the same way that when we finish a Mesechta, or if we finish a Seder in Torah Shebaal Peh, we say, Hadron Alach, we'll get back to you. So too, when we finish any of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, we say, Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek. Because the Simcha finishing something is not the past, the over, what happened, but it's what you're about to accomplish and move forward. Because just like when you finish the Masech, you say, Hadron Alach, I finished, I'll get back to you. So too, when you finish any of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, we say, we finished, but we're going to go on. We're going to move forward. Chazak, chazak, that we finished Braces, v'nis chazek, now that we're moving on to Sefer Shmos. And thus the Maramin says, that's what a Siyam is all about. That's what the completion is all about. And therefore, when we finish Zos HaBrach and Simchas Torah, what do we do right away? We start Braces. When we finish a Masechta, what do we do right away? We start a new one. Because we never rest on our laurels. We never satisfied with our accomplishments. We move forward. That, says the Maramin, is the deeper meaning. Like the Prichad, Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek, keep on pushing forward, keep on going to the next Chumash. And indeed, from Sefer Bereishis to Sefer Shmos, that transition is so delicate that we need extra strengthening. Sefer Bereishis and Chumash Bereishis is a book of the Avos and the Imos HaKadoshim. It's a book of individuals, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. And the Yesharim, those who are so upright, and our Avos and Imos, who we learn from, were individuals. And we segue in Sefer Bereishis from the Sefer HaYechidim, HaYesharim, a Sefer of individuals, to a Sefer of Tzibur, of a Klal Yisrael. We move to Yetzias Mitzrayim, to Matan Torah, to Binyan HaMishkan. Klal Yisrael is being developed. The transition from Bereishis to Shmos is a transition from Yachid to Rabbim, from the individual to the plural, from the one to the many. That's what Shmos is all about. And therefore, there's an instant where an individual can feel, how can I make that move? How can Klal Yisrael develop from being Yechidim to being a Tzibur? The answer is that we need Chizuk. We need to be able to move and to grow from where we've come from and go to the next step to become a tzibur. It's easy to be a yachid to a certain extent, but to bring yachidim together is a great, great challenge. And it's for that reason at the end of Parshas Vayechi, Yaakov Avinu, upon giving the brachos to each of his children, yachidim, what does he say? Hey, Osifu, ve'agid alachem ma'yia ba'achres hayamim. Do you want to be zocha, says Yaakov Avinu, legalo, says Akates, to reveal what's going to happen in the future? Hey, Osifu, we need to come together. We need to be a tzibur. We need to be a team. We need to be a klal. And the way to do that is starting by giving each of you brachos, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, all the way to Yosef and Binyamin. But it needs to be an asifa. It needs to be an ingathering. And that's the transition from Bereishis to Shmos. It's amazing to note that throughout Sefer Bereishis, all of the stories that we read and everything that we learn from the Avos and the Imos, the lion's share of Chumash Bereishis is about one story, Yosef and his brothers. Vayeshev, Miketz, Vayigash, Vayechi, four parshios dedicated to the events, the tales, the story of Yosef and his brothers. Why is that the focus and why is that the conclusion of all of Sefer Bereishis? I believe the reason is because the story of Yosef and his brothers is a pirud, is a split, is a division, it's sibling rivalry, it's a family being split apart. And it concludes in the end of Parshas Vayechi, coming back together. The reunion of Yosef and his brothers. Yaakov being redeemed and received by his son Yosef. And the coming together of the entire family base Yaakov has been reunited. And thus the conclusion of Sefer Bereishis and Chumash Bereishis is just that. We're a team. We're a unit. Klal Yisrael has come together. We're ready to move to the Sefer of the Tzibur, Sefer Shmos. And therefore, Chazak, Chazak, Vinis Chazek for all of us. Because as we are Yechidim and as we are individuals and we perfect ourselves in our own lives, we need to now learn how to work together as a team, as a tzibur, to come together, to be reunited. Chazak, Chazak, Vinis Chazek. May we all be strong, stronger, and get so strong. Wishing each of you a wonderful Shabbos. May we be zocha to be a team, a tzibur, to be united, starting as individuals, ultimately ending as a tzibur. Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.